The longest year was Achana Shashuas from Parsha Bechukosai, but we have a double Parsha, so we have to talk about Parsha Behar. First of all, I think it's just incredible that Ashgacha, that we're up to Behar, as we said before, and we say all the time, every Parsha is in the proper place, you have to live with the Parsha. It was a very difficult week in Eretz Yisrael. Our Oivim again, as they always do, they're always Ace of Soinas Yaakov, but sometimes it's more Nister, and we feel this full sense of security. And that's why we have to daven for much more Geula and Yeshua. And it was a very tough week, and we hope Akash Baruch Hu is going to bring Yeshuas, and Akash Baruch Hu is going to bring Geula. We have to daven. I hope everyone's davening more than they, you know, we see this. Libi ben Israch, this is our land. These are our brothers and sisters that are running away from their homes and running away from their houses. And we have to daven. So it's very kedai. You have Parshas Behar. Parshas Behar is all Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. It's Shemitah. And of course, in a week that we saw, again, our enemies trying to destroy Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, where we have to Miochazik Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. So the Hilgah Berditcher brings down an incredible Torah. The Pasuk says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, Perach Chafei Pasuk Beis, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'amart elem ki savo el oretz, sher ninosin lechem, v'shav doretz Shabbos l'Hashem. You have to have a Shemitah, and it calls you have Shavdar, the land has to rest, Shabbos LaHashem. What is that emphasis? What does that mean, Shabbos LaHashem? Why does it say Shabbos LaHashem? Shavdar, it's Shabbos. The land will rest. So he says an incredible Yisoid. He says, we see in Parshas Kisisa that Arizal brings down a big idea by Shabbos Kodesh, by our Shabbos, not Shabbos of Shemitah. It says, V'atod Dabar ben Yisrael, Moshe is being told, the Bnei Yisrael should keep Shabsoisai, my Shabbos. Why is it possessive? What's going on over there? So the Rizal brings down, based on the Torah, that there's a famous Medrash that in Mitzrayim already, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro and was able to get for us a day of rest Shabbos. That when we were in Mitzrayim, we were already keeping Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his own intuition, his own understanding of the world, was able to know that Shabbos was a holy day, and Shabbos is a day of Menucha, and Shabbos is supposed to be a day of Simcha. So he got us to rest on Shabbos. And this was Koidem and Yitzivoy. And then later, we're commanded about Shabbos. And that's why it's Yismach Moshe B'manas Chelko. That we daven. Moshe was happy because he saw that his chelek, what he wanted, was something that was from Hashem, now from Hashem as well. It's something Kaddush. However, this is what the Arizal says. It means, Vata, you Moshe, Tadabar ben Israel, tell you who brought Shabbos to them in Mitzrayim. You have to be the one to tell them, Aches Shabsoisai Tishmaru. They have to keep my Shabbos. Meaning what? It's nice they kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim that you gave them. But that was not with the Tzivoy from the Torah. And they have to now keep my Shabbos. It has to be the one that I'm commanding. What's the difference? Still Shabbos. The difference is, am I doing it because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm doing it because it's a nice thing that I do, a nice thing that I want to do. Because when it comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's a kesher to Hashem in what I'm doing. It's not just a day of rest. Not just a day that I'm enjoying. It's a day that I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A day that I'm getting close to Hashem. It's Shavisi Hashem Negli Samid. And we need that chizik always in all of our mitzvos. Sometimes we do mitzvos just rote. Sometimes we do mitzvos mechanically. Sometimes we do mitzvos because they make sense to us. I'm a nice guy, so I'm going to help someone. Shabbos, halavai. I'd like to believe, even if there was no tzivoy Shabbos, I'd keep Shabbos. Because how could I not? I don't know how I'd be so destroyed. You need a day of rest. How can you not have a day of rest in the week? No, Shabbos is Sai Tishmoro. But now I connect to Hashem. Now there's a Shavisi Hashem Negli Samid, and it elevates me in such a beautiful way. So too the Barditra says, that's what it means. V'shav Tzaret Shabbos L'Hashem. Meaning what? If you know the agriculture, it would make sense, it's best for the ground to give it time to relax. Not to constantly work it. You work it too much, it's not going to produce good fruits, it's not going to. You need a time to rest. You need every few years, a year, to just take a break. And it's healthiest for the land. So you might think, oh, Shemitah, yeah, of course we're going to do that. Any good farmer would do that. No. V'shav Torah Shabbos L'Hashem, do it because I'm telling you. So it's a mitzvah, it's a tzivoy, it's a shavisi Hashem L'Negli Samid. it's machshava. The action is the same, but that machshava is huge. Machshava is the same issue as ha-simcha, because that's the ultimate simcha. Because when you're doing it to connect to Hashem, it's going to bring you joy. It's going to bring you happiness. It's going to bring you meaning. It's going to bring you purpose. When I do it for Hashem, and that ultimately leads to ultimate gula, machshava is the same letters of ha-simcha, obviously same gematria, which is 358, which is gematria Mashiach. Because when I do things with that right machshav, and I do things that I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to have tremendous joy because I have meaning and purpose in my life. But that's what's going to bring Mashiach as well. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a big matana earlier today. If you take gematria, Shabbos LaHashem, which is exactly what we're darshaning, Shabbos LaYudke Vavke, is gematria 758, exactly gematria, Yiyah Mashiach B'mheira B'yameinu. Yeah, Mashiach b'meiru b'meinu. Meaning what? When we don't just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechanically and robotically, out of rote, and I strap my tefillin on the morning, and I put on my tzitzis, and I have my reading Hebrew exercises 3 times a day called Shachar Mincha Ma'ariv, and I have my token learning that I do because I know I'm supposed to. No. Each and every one, and I keep Shabbos. No. All those I do because I'm a kusher to the Rabbi Nishalom, because it's Ratzon Hashem, and I'm thinking about Hashem. It's Shabbos LaShem. It's Shabbos Oisai. When I live my life connecting to Hashem, it's Shabbos LaShem. That's when we'll be zoicha Yiyah Mashiach Zadkeinu Yiyah Mashiach B'mheira B'meinu. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoicha to Gula Shleima of Mashiach Zadkeinu B'mheira B'meinu. Everyone should have a beautiful Heilige Shabbos Oisai, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, a Shabbos LaShem, full of Simcha, full of Bracha. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, oy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh